Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jerry Mabena, Chief Executive Officer at Motsamai Tourism Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, and good morning to your listeners as well.
So I actually saw somebody posted on Facebook, they stayed there for Valentine's evening. I wouldn't have thought it's a romantic getaway, but it actually looked beautiful. It really looked incredible. Was it an enormous amount of work to convert a home into a hotel?
To start off, maybe then if you can just indulge me for 2 seconds.
Of course.
And the reason that we wanted to do this was twofold. One was that Nelson Mandela is the founder of our former company, Teva Investments, which is where we were when we started the project.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we saw it as really something of an extension of that legacy of our founding fathers. So that was the one part. The second one was the house was completely derelict. It was actually abandoned and, it was falling apart, if I can just put it that way.
Right.
I think we had to destroy and rebuild completely. And that's after the Nelson Mandela Foundation, who are the owners of the property and the hotel itself.
Right.
They had tried as much as possible to do all the things that they could do, including converting it into a museum, including converting it into some sort of a scholars retreat center. So it really ended up with a situation where how can you combine a concept of doing something that retains and maintains the legacy of our founding father and also share his life with those people around South Africa and the rest of the world. And that's really how we came to this. And the fact that it's been referred to as a boutique hotel is something that we have avoided doing, which is why we call it a sanctuary. We call it Sanctuary Mandela, deliberately, because we want to honor that legacy. We want to honor that spirit. And we want it to be a place of reflection. More than just kind of a hotel in a traditional sense of the word.
Right. So it's very, very interesting. And I think why it's so important as well is we've got this horrible habit, I think, in South Africa, and specifically in Johannesburg, of discarding a lot of our heritage sites and just moving forward and kind of forgetting that they ever existed. And what you're doing now is perpetuating it in a magnificent way, which I think really does make a tremendous difference to the memory.
Yes, and I think, if I can just comment on that, it's an interesting point because we, as a country, and I think you're absolutely correct, that we don't protect our heritage as well. But I think for some of us, as marketers and proprietors of businesses elsewhere, I think we need to start looking at how people engage with particular spaces and products. And we need to make those products exciting.
Mm.
It always saddens me when you see some of our very historical heritage sites in South Africa being closed. And now we blame COVID, but some of them struggled even before
Absolutely.
COVID.
It was a pre-existing condition.
So the challenge is to make these places very exciting and accessible. And I think I hope that we have tried to do that here.
Right. Who's the target market? Is it? Do you think it's South Africans? Is it South Africans or is it foreigners?
Very much South African. I think Nelson Mandela was a global figure. So he was our president, but he was also a figure of the world. So we have made the place as far as we think, and maybe we got it wrong. As far as we think, we have tried to make it as accessible as possible to South Africans. We have a conferencing facility here, which has been utilized a lot. And I see a lot of young people coming to have conferences and time of reflection and strategies. The restaurant is open to the general public in terms of coming and enjoying the food that he used to enjoy. And for the month of February, in celebration of 32 years after his release from prison, we have actually dropped our prices 50% so that South Africans can come in and experience this beautiful place.
Are people able, say, you've got a restaurant there, people can just come and eat at the restaurant. Are they able to, can you go there just to see it, stay for coffee, you know, just to see the place?
We love it. In fact, we've had many people who just walk in and say, can we have a look? And they just walk around and have a look, have a cup of coffee. And sometimes, every now and then, they end up having lunch, which is great for us.
That's brilliant. That is absolutely amazing. I love this sort of thing, and I wish you all the best and all the luck with us. I think it is a great initiative, and we'd love to hear a little bit more a few months down the line to hear how it is going. I'd love your reaction. Sorry.
Yes, certainly. We'll do that. Yeah, we look forward to having you here at some point, and also visiting the Nelson Mandela Foundation, which is literally 400 or 500 meters down the road from us, and we work together very closely with them.